pretty hard to follow up with that song. If that doesn't get us prepared for communion, hopefully I will. Good morning, family. For those people who don't know me, my name is Roger Bennett, and I'm honored to be here today, this morning, to help prepare our hearts for communion. I also want to thank Fenton for allowing me the opportunity. Before I share my story, I want to thank everybody for all your prayers and encouragement and support you have shown me through a tough time 2 months ago. On November 8th, I was laid off from my job of nearly 23 years. I'd never experienced this in my life before. In the initial days and weeks to follow, I was battling so many feelings. I felt betrayed. I felt hurt. I felt angry. I was in disbelief. I felt as I must have done something wrong. I wasn't good enough or bring any value anymore to the workplace. I lost my confidence. I was the first to be there in the morning and usually the last to leave. I often worked through my lunch and barely took breaks. All those extra hours and years of hard work and dedication just to be let go. One big question came to my mind. What could I have done with all that time, that extra time that I dedicated to my job? The answer came back quickly. I should have used that extra time spending it with God. God allowed me to see clearly that it wasn't me and my devoted work performance, but rather seeing how stressful, chaotic, and demanding my job had become. During my time in between jobs, I realized how much I need to depend on God more and how little control I really had in my life. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13, the Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God is in control, not me, not us. We just think we are at times. The time away from my old job also allowed me to reflect on things far more important than a job. It allowed me to be able to reconnect, refocus, and recharge my relationship with God. My time with God allowed me to be more specific, real, and bold with my prayer life. I became more confident and faithful because of it. In Jeremiah 17:7, in the New Living Translation, the Bible says, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made their Lord their hope and confidence." Bringing back the discussion about time. Time. We can't buy extra time. We can't slow down time. We can't speed it up, nor can we stop time. We can, however, control what we do with it. Let's talk of time in simple hours, simple numbers, hours. We know there's 168 hours in the week. We know that we sleep an average of 7 hours a night, 7 to 8. We know we work 40 hours a week, and we know we commute. So subtracting, trying to be easy math, subtracting all of that from 168 is roughly 68 hours left in the week. So the question is, what do we do with our remaining time? Do we spend it watching TV? Do we spend it cooking and cleaning? Do we spend it on yard work? Do we spend it on after-school activities, picking up, dropping off for kids? Times on our computers, phones, laptops, just taking care of our things and responsibilities. That got me thinking. If we are called to tithe on our earnings, like it says in Malachi 3, should we consider tithing with our time? In Matthew 23, verse 23, Jesus said, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former." More important matters, like faithfulness. The only way that I know to build my faith is to spend more time with God. Back to that time thing again. If we want to consider tithing of our time, we need to look at it in a weekly bucket. If there's 168 hours in a week, And it's 10%. We're at 16.8. It's about 2.5 hours a day. I realized that I was guilty many times of giving God my leftovers. Hope you can all relate. Meaning whatever time was left after everything else I did, I would give that to him. Many times it was hardly anything. I was filling my weekly time with many unproductive things. I often thought my problems and concerns are too much or too big to bother God with. We need to change some of our bad habits, mine included, and start spending more time with our Creator. Jesus showed us so many examples in the Bible on spending time praying to his Father. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and I'll be reading verses 36 to 44. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. He then said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch for me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Jesus was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death because he knew what was going to happen. He knew he would be severely beaten and suffer a horrific death on a cross. He knew he would also be raised again on the third day. The same amount of times he was praying to his God in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed for strength to get through this, and the only way to get through this was through prayer and surrender. And as a result of Jesus' sacrifice, we are now able to have a relationship and eternal life with God. 2019, the year we live by faith. I hope we all feel encouraged and inspired to keep our momentum going as we wrap up January and head into February and beyond. We serve a powerful and mighty God, a God that loves us so much that he gave up his one and only Son to be sacrificed for us to have a relationship with him. Let's make 2019 our best year yet in our efforts to spend more time with him.